We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Is your artist of the day. So ESPN has announced, in light of how successful the Jordan Show has been, that they're going to do a 9-part series, a docu-series, on Tom Brady. So I'm asking you, and Jesus Christ, by the way, doesn't count because that's on TV all the time. So if you're, I want to see a docu-series on Jesus Christ, stop. It's on TV all the time at Easter. But what would you want to see a docu-series on? Famous person, athlete, TV star, movie star, it doesn't matter. Tom Brady's docu-series, I'll probably watch it, but wow, that's the one?
Think about it, Scott. They have so much file footage of him, it doesn't really take any work to do it. That's why they picked him, I'm telling you.
Although, he, and I told you before the break, Dana, 576-7798, by the way. Love to hear from you guys on who you would want a docuseries on. I told you that my pick would be surprising to you. I would love to see a docuseries, 10 parts, on Tiger Woods.
Really?
Yep. I find him to be a fascinating human being.
It'll never happen. A friend of mine just texted me Tiger Woods. It will never happen.
Why not?
Because there is no incentive for him to agree to sit down and rehash certain parts of his life.
What was the incentive for Michael Jordan? He had to talk about his gambling addiction. He had to...
But what would the... Tiger Woods, who is already fiercely private, the incentive be? He doesn't need the money. Why would he ever agree to do that? I'm telling you, he won't agree to do it.
Well, then what was the incentive for Michael Jordan to sit down and do it? I mean, Scottie Pippen didn't make any money off of this. Dennis Rodman, Steve Kerr didn't. Phil Jackson. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, honk honk. You don't think Michael Jordan made money to agree to sit down and give his time? I disagree.
Do you think ESPN actually paid Michael Jordan?
Yes.
Well, how many interviews have you sat down with somebody and you paid them to do the interview?
But ESPN did that for entertainment, not necessarily journalism. Journalists would not pay for that, but you see it's blurring between the two, don't you think?
Max headroom. All right, let's try to get her line fixed. Sam, do we have anybody on the phone lines? If we do, let's go to them.
Are we taking them cold?
Yeah, sure. We're taking cold. I don't care.
Okay, line one.
Line one, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, it's Mary Pat. How are you today?
Hi, Mary Beth. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, I don't really want to see a docuseries about somebody that's currently playing. I'd rather see one of somebody that's a culmination of their whole career.
So who would you want to see?
You know, there's so many, but I don't want to see Tom Brady. He's still playing. Why chat him up any more than he already is? I find Mahomes more interesting than Tom Brady.
He's a
kid that's come on the scene on fire. And Tom Brady just, oh, it's always Tom Brady, Tom Brady.
Well, now wait a minute. You're right. Patrick Mahomes came onto the scene on fire, but so did Tom Brady.
Yeah, but it's just been, he's been going on for years now. He's, what, 20 years? We know Tom Brady is great. We know it.
But we knew Michael Jordan was great, and people were watching that show.
But, you know, he was done with his career, so we were able to learn about it. And so were a lot of the other guys that he played with. So they were able to be very open and honest about what was going on.
Oh.
I mean, how about Scottie Pippen? Who knew that poor guy got screwed like he did?
You clearly watched the Jordan show.
I did. He got ripped, man. And I don't think people in it currently could be that honest.
Great point.
You know, I just thought of another one while she was talking. This would be fascinating to watch. Muhammad Ali.
Sure.
The greatest of the greats. Who would not watch a docuseries on Muhammad Ali? I don't even care if you like boxing now. You can't deny how great he was when he was boxing. Or Mike Tyson, even.
Or Mike Tyson, I was going to ask you.
Oh, by the way, have you seen the meme? Where Evander Holyfield can't put a mask on, and it just, because his right ear is gone, and it just says, thanks, Tyson. Have you seen that?
No.
That's terrible.
Thanks, Tyson. Telephone number here is 5. Sam, let's go to the phones. Let's get one more before the break.
Mike in Topeka.
Hey, Mike. Good afternoon. Welcome,
hi, Mike.
Buddy.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you today?
We're doing good. Well. Thanks, man.
So one docuseries I would love to see is one on Nikola Tesla. I think he's fascinating.
Nikola, wait. Slow down, man. Nicholas who?
Nikola Tesla.
Oh, Tesla. Yeah, okay.
Tesla, yeah. I've always been fascinated by him. I've searched, and I've only really been able to find one docuseries on him, and it really wasn't that in-depth. It was pretty short. It was like 45 minutes. So, yeah, I would love to see some more information about him because a lot of people don't know that, you know, a lot of people give credit to the creation of radio to Marconi. And Marconi didn't invent radio. Tesla did.
That's right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you. I said that's right.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's a lot of our world today that we wouldn't have without him. So, I think that would be fascinating.
Right.
And to answer another question that you had about why Jordan and Tiger Woods and some of these other, what incentive they would have outside of money, just having their ego stroked.
Yep.
You know, a lot of guys, they don't need the money. They've already got lots of money, but everyone loves having their ego stroked.
Huh.
That's a fact. 576-7798. ESPN is going to do a docuseries on Tom Brady after the success of The Last Dance, or what is commonly referred to as the Jordan Show. Who would you want to see? Because I'm really not that enthusiastic about the Tom Brady thing. Whatever. I'll watch
it. But you'll watch it.
Yeah, I will. But who would you rather see? The Tesla thing, I thought, that's actually really interesting. I would watch that. Most Americans probably would not. Only because a lot, and the caller's right. A lot of people think Marconi invented the radio. That's not true. It was Tesla who invented the radio. But anyway, I digress. 576-7798. Who would you want to see a docuseries made of? 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks on KMZ.
Too hard.
Yeah, way too hard.
I agree.
Too much math in that one. I don't dispute their talent. Never could get into them. Let's go to the phones. Sam, if you would, please.
Let's start with Dr. Raj in Independence.
Hello, Dr. Raj. Good afternoon, man.
Hi.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Dana. How are you guys?
We're well.
Good.
Hey, couple of things. First of all, I wanted to welcome Sam. He's doing an awesome job, and that bye he shows at the end is really funny.
Thank you.
Really funny. Yeah, and I agree with Scott about Muhammad Ali, but I am very surprised nobody has brought up Kobe Bryant.
Mm.
The one who really deserves a documentary is that guy.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant is a natural choice. I mean, you know, 20-plus years, all-star, you know, tragic death. That has all the makings of a blockbuster.
Not the greatest, though.
Well, okay, whatever. I mean, we can argue about that. One of the greatest.
No, we can't. Okay. Yeah, he was one of the greatest. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You know, that's subjective, but that, I mean, I'm just saying, if we're making a doc, something, a series, probably 10-part is too long. I don't know. Who will watch a 10-part thing on Tom Brady? I don't know. But few of the few parts maybe like that. I'm just
two parts.
I mean just a few episodes. Or maybe even one. Like this one. What are you laughing about now?
No, I actually agree with you. I don't find Tom Brady
docu-series
to be interesting. And it's not because, you know, he's in New England or Tampa Bay now or whatever, but and I'm a fan of the Chiefs and the Steelers. It's not that he's not the greatest of all time. He is. But I just don't find him very interesting. He's boring. You know? He super handsome guy from Michigan, picked in the 7th round. So what? You know, married a super hot supermodel. Whatever. You know? I mean, give me something.
According to the internet, kisses his kids in a weird way.
Oh, I forgot about that.
What's that all about?
Apparently, he kisses his grown children on the lips. I don't know.
Okay. Dana, who's your... Did you share yours?
Oh, maybe Tom Watson, I guess.
Seriously?
Well, I'm going local.
Boring.
No, not boring.
I mean, there's got to be some controversy in there.
No, there doesn't.
If you're going to go local, go George Brett.
Why does there have to be controversy in something to make it good?
Because I want to watch it.
I guess I did say Tonya Harding.
I mean... Ooh, Tom Watson, who lives in Mission Hills. He won 2 majors. Oh, great. Boring.
He single-handedly has brought millions of dollars to Children's Mercy.
Dana, stop.
Okay.
Pick somebody different. That pick sucks.
Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend.
Okay, you're out. You're in timeout.
Why? I'm fascinated by them.
We're going to do a 9-part series on Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend, whose only claim to fame is other than dating Patrick Mahomes, she's done one Nebraska Furniture Mart commercial.
No, I am always fascinated because they've been together. They were like 13 years. It doesn't have to be parts, be two parts.
Sam, to the phones, please.
Okay, Steve in Paola. Hello, Steve.
Steve, good afternoon.
Hi, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. Hey, I always felt that Hank Aaron did not get the recognition that he should have in his lifetime. And also maybe Bill Russell, two incredible athletes. And just, you don't hear about them anymore, but if you went back and saw the things that they did, you'd be amazed.
Hank Aaron, who once held the hits record, if I'm not mistaken, until Pete Rose came along, is that correct?
The home run record.
Home run record, I beg your pardon, yeah.
Yeah, and no steroids used back then either, of course.
Right.
So he's definitely an incredible athlete, and so is Bill Russell. And Bill Russell played against Chamberlain all those years, and we don't have Chamberlain alive anymore, so.
Now there would be a good one. Will
there's a good one.
Yeah, but since he's not alive, it's kind of hard to do one on him, so.
Yeah, but you could interview the people that played against him or the 100,000 women that slept with him. I mean, you know.
Was it really 100,000?
No, it wasn't. He claimed he slept with over 2,000 women.
Huh?
Now, whether that's true or not, I have no idea, but who cares? Sam, one more, please, and then we'll exhaust this topic.
Sue in Spring Hill.
Hey, Sue. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, Sue.
Thank you, guys. Good afternoon. I know this is not a sports figure or whatever, but
it doesn't have to be.
Okay, great. Thank you. I have always been fascinated with Thomas Edison. When I was a child back in the 60s, I stayed home from school a couple of times for being real sick, and my mom would let me watch the movies or whatever, and so I watched a few movies with Mickey Rooney where he played Thomas Edison. So I became fascinated at that time, and then I was only like 9 or 10, maybe 8 or 9, 10, and in the last 15 years, I think, I got to go to Florida down to Fort Myers, I guess, where his museum and home is, where he lived next door to Ford. And that museum is just amazing. I mean, it's just all the little trinkets that he designed and patented. And he would sleep on top of his desk for 2 hours and then wake up and then work again for 12 or 15 hours. He was a catnapper. That's all he did his whole adult life. Anyways, he's just amazing, and I would kind of like to see more of him.
Cool.
All right. Hey, glad to have you in. 576-7798. Festivus Friday coming your way in 30 minutes. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBC.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening of a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Festivus Friday coming your way in 30 minutes. Get your grieve on. Dana, I know you mentioned this earlier in the show, but I find it fascinating. Less than half of Americans know the true meaning behind Memorial Day, according to a new survey. This survey of 2,000 Americans revealed that 43% were aware that it is a holiday honoring those who died in service while in the U.S. Armed Forces. 28% mistakenly believe that Memorial Day was a holiday honoring all military veterans who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces. That's actually Veterans Day. It was revealed to be a common mistake. A third of respondents admitted to being unsure of the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Da, 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 da. The most common incorrect answer, a fifth of Americans believe that Memorial Day falls on the last Sunday of May. It's not true. It's the last Monday.
Which, that surprised me.
Why?
Because everyone gets a bonus day off work, and it's always been that way.
It's always been a Monday. But 27% of Americans confuse Memorial Day with Veterans Day. Now, I'm not going to get all hoity-toity on you because my dad served in the military, blah, blah, blah. But I do find it strange how few people I actually see at the cemetery. And I'm not saying that there's not a lot of people there. There are hundreds. But I think most people think of Memorial Day as a day to go to the lake, day to just go to the pool, whatever.
But why, with all due respect, why would you go if you don't have a military member buried there?
It's a fair point. Maybe to pay your respects. Just, I've never encountered anyone at a Memorial Day service, and I'm sure they're there. I'm just saying I've never encountered them. Who was there and said, you know, I'm just here to pay my respects. All of the people I've ever encountered at a Memorial Day service, and I go every year, are there to pay respects to somebody in their family. You know, and it doesn't have to be your dad or your brother or, you know, your son, God forbid. But everybody that I've ever encountered is there for somebody. I've never met anybody who said, you know, I'm just here to pay my respects. I've never seen it. And that kind of saddens me. Now,
well, but there are other ways to pay your respects.
True. Yeah, you can barbecue a hot dog. You can go to the lake. I will say this. There is no service in Leavenworth this year. Or so I've been told.
Oh.
I will still go. I will still visit with my dad. I don't know if we're going to take my mom. I mean, if she goes, she's going to have to go in another car. And, of course, we will practice social distancing. But I'm still going to go on Monday. And I'm going to visit with my dad. And, you know, it's still Memorial Day. But I understand... And I want to be clear, my dad did not die in combat. And so I don't want to make it out to be something that it's not. If ever I should go to see my dad, it should be on Veterans Day, not on Memorial Day. My dad did not die in combat. Memorial Day is for people who died in combat. But I still go... For whatever reason, I pick Memorial Day to go see him. And I don't go on Veterans Day.
Is it true that we are running out of space to bury our war dead, Scott?
Is that a fact?
Well, certainly Arlen, I've read, is running out of space and will be out of space by whatever the date was. And it was not in that too near future.
Well, I'll tell you this, and those who have family members buried at Leavenworth, and I'm not talking, when I say Leavenworth, there's a difference between Fort Leavenworth and Leavenworth. There are two national cemeteries in Leavenworth. There's Fort Leavenworth and Leavenworth. And the one in Leavenworth is getting so cramped, they're literally putting them on like a little, what's the word for it? There's a little piece of green space at an intersection as you're driving through the cemetery, and they're putting people there. And I'm like, oh, man, that would suck if my dad was buried.
Well, they're
there.
Going to run out. I mean, they are.
Well, they're just going to have to make new national cemeteries. But, I mean, there are
land.
Spots. There are spots at the Leavenworth National Cemetery, and I think it's beautiful. And it is as iconic as any national cemetery you would ever see. It looks like Arlington. The tombstones and everything like that. But I remember last year when we were driving out, and there's this little plot of land that's kind of at an intersection in the cemetery, and they started burying people there. I'm like, oh, man. If my dad was buried there, that would suck. And I felt bad for whoever's relatives are buried there. You know, I mean, you're literally buried at an intersection. I'm like, that, no, come on, man.
They well, you'd always have people driving by.
Seriously? Seriously.
I'm trying to find the bright side here.
There is no bright side to that. So here is a survey, Dana Wright, of what people do for Memorial Day to celebrate it. Flying a flag? 43% of Americans fly a flag for Memorial Day. Leave a flag or flowers on a grave of a deceased U.S. Armed Forces member? 30%. I think that's a lie.
I think 30% of the people they surveyed. I don't even believe 43% fly a flag, Scott.
Attend a local ceremony or a patriotic event? 30%. I think that's a lie. Educate my children about the meaning of Memorial Day, 25%. I think that's a lie. Educate myself about the meaning of Memorial Day, 22%. I think that's a lie. How do people thank a veteran on Memorial Day? Which, by the way, Memorial Day is not for veterans. It's for those who died. An in-person thank you, 48%. I believe that. A text or an email to somebody who served, 35%. A social
Nothing
media
like the thank you text.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Wow. Don't knock yourself out there.
I know you jumped on a pile of bungee sticks, but thanks. A social media post, I believe this one, 35%. A handwritten note, 29%. I don't believe that for a second. A phone call, 29%. I do believe that one.
Yeah.
I think most people view Memorial Day as the unofficial, which it is, the unofficial start of summer. And I believe most people don't do anything about it. I'm not trying to shame anybody. You know, most people are not going to say, well, let's drive to Leavenworth and let's go visit some graves we don't recognize. I get that. That's fair. That's totally fair. But I just wish, and I think it's a wish that will, or a prayer that will certainly go unanswered. I just wish and pray that more people would show up. And I don't think that's going to happen. And that's okay. That's okay. But I will be there on Monday, and there will be no service, and that's going to suck. But I'll be there on Monday. And I don't want this to come out the wrong way. I look forward to it. So, anyway, I digress.
Good for you.
I digress. We got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. Telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798. She is Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks, and this is KMBZ. Uh-oh.
Do you want to address it now, Dana?
Go ahead.
Every time you inhaled that whole segment, you whistled.
I wheezed. Okay. Yeah, I know.
Right. You're wheezing. Are you okay? Are you sick?
I'm fine, but yes, I recognized. God, I hate this show.
You're being very solemn, and we're trying not to laugh.
We're gonna have to address it when we come back.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died.
What?
before you guys make fun of me, and I know it's coming. somebody wants to know, Scott, is your dad buried at Fort Leavenworth or Leavenworth National? He's buried at Leavenworth National. Go ahead. Have at it.
No, I'm...
No,
are
go
you
ahead.
Okay?
I'm fine. The wheezing happens from time to time. It's called cancer, Dana.
Well, I was going to ask, have you been smoking? It sounds like you got Bozo the Clown in there.
Dana, and Sam I haven't smoked a cigarette in over 30 years. And I haven't smoked a you-know-what in over 30 years. Last
well,
time was February 3rd,
glad.
February 3rd, 1990. Thank you very much. Go ahead. Have at it. Make fun
no,
of me.
We all have things we do.
And
I know I have.
Go ahead. I heard the wheezing. I heard the wheezing when I was talking in the last segment. And I was trying to stop it. And I could not. And I knew the first time I did it, I'm like, man, they're not going to make fun of that. And then the second time I did it, I'm like, okay, here we go. And by the third time, I'm like, great. It's over.
It's over.
So go ahead. Fire when ready. I mean, I can handle it.
No,
I'm a big boy.
Just it's been a long week, and Sam kind of started to giggle, and he looked at me, and then I looked at him, and then I was giggling, and you were trying to talk about something serious, and so for that, I apologize.
No, it's fine. You know, I was just talking about the sacrifices of people for this country, and all you guys could focus on was the wheezing that was in my voice. I get it. And so go ahead. Fire when ready. I'm a big boy.
No,
I can take it. No.
That's okay.
You amateur, childish, teenager-like... people.
You're the guy that laughs at fart jokes.
Listen, I'm not saying I'm above you. I never said I was above you.
To the phones. Let's go to Tim in Lenexa.
Hey, Tim. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing, Wheezy? All I can think of was the TV show with George and Wheezy.
Hey, why don't you roll your window up, crazy?
I am. Hang on. Stand by. Okay. Hey, every year I take my kids and we go to a cemetery and we find a Catholic mass, whatever, and we attend the mass and then we walk around the cemetery and we look at all types of different veterans' headstones. We look for those at all denominations. And we look at their years they were born, their death, and if their spouses or kids are on there. And we talk about the sacrifice they really make so we can keep things in perspective, realize we haven't sacrificed a dang thing. Now, my parents, my father was in the Merchant Marines, and he's buried up in Nebraska, so I don't get a chance to go back up that way very often to see it. But I do down here. And we always take the morning. We spend several hours doing this. And we just think about and remember that freedom is not free. And that we have to be grateful for what we have. Even right now, this is just an inconvenience, what's going on now. This is not truly a sacrifice. Yeah.
Wow. Well said. Dude, thank you for that. Dana, I wanted to bring this up, and I hope my mom's listening right now. We had a conversation, I don't know if it was earlier this week or late last, about the way that wives are buried at national cemeteries.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, my dad is buried at Leavenworth National. When my mother dies, she's going to be buried on top of him, which is how I came into this world 48 years ago. And on the back of his tombstone, on the back of my father's tombstone, it'll say his wife, Margaret Parks, February 11th, 1945, and whatever day she dies. Okay. And we had a conversation last week, my mom and I did, after the conversation we had on the radio. And my mother said to me, I could receive no higher honor.
Yeah.
And so for those who think it's demeaning, you know, his wife, Margaret Parks, February 11th, 1945, to whatever.
I've made fun of it because those women made their own contributions to this great nation.
And she knows that she has, and obviously he did. But my mother told me I will consider that no higher honor. And we had a conversation about it. She's like, that is how I will be and want to be remembered.
But what if the wife also, like, cures cancer? Does it still just say his
wife?
Well,
Dana, for the love of Christ, maybe it will say his
wife. We can't make some room for her contribution. That's all I'm saying.
Fine. His wife, parentheses, cured cancer.
Right. An afterthought. I mean, we'd have to put that in parentheses.
Well, yeah. Or with an asterisk. His wife, she cured cancer.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. And today,
okay.
What is with the whistle?
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
No, I don't. Dude, you can bust my balls all day. I don't mind at all. I actually
You could whistle Dixie with that thing, and it would be my favorite thing of all time.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. And today, what is with the whistling in my throat?
Did you just whistle out of your throat?
Yes. Today at NFM, you will find so many cool gifts. And there it is again. Did you hear that?
Play it one more time. Play it one more time.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. And today, what is with the whistling in my throat?
Did you just whistle out of your throat?
Yes. Today at NFM, you will find so many cool gifts. And there it is again. Did you hear that?
Yeah, heard it.
Best Miss Friday is next. Get in early with your grievances. Best Miss Friday is next. 576-7798. 576-7798. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Your grievances when we return from the news in just a moment.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.